This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
MashaAllah, that's very interesting. My sister, I want to tell you something. It's easy to say things. I know of two opinions. I know of two scholarly opinions. Some will say they're in hell. And some will say, well, you don't know where they're going to go. I want to tell you something that's, inshallah, will help you. Do you believe Allah is just? Do you believe Allah is kind? Do you believe Allah is merciful? Do you believe Allah knows what He's doing? Do you believe Allah has greater mercy than any one of us can have? Do you believe that Allah Almighty will always do the best? Leave it in the hands of Allah. Have good hope and leave it in the hands of Allah. Keep trying with them and inshallah a day will come. Who knows? And even if some of our folks have passed on, Allah alone knows what's going to happen to them. I know there's evidence in the Quran that proves that if a person died in this way, then hellfire is awaiting them. If a person died in that way, then they're doomed and so on. Those are warnings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether or not my folks or your folks fall, or I fall into the category, is left for the day of judgment. On that day, Allah will decide which category they fall in and why they fall into this way and why not and so on. The deeper debate of exactly where they're gone right now or where they're going to go and so on, you know what? Leave it for Allah. Some people cannot navigate through it because there is a natural love that Allah's placed in your heart for your biological family. Come what may, it's acknowledged in Islam. Your mother's your mother, even if she's a disbeliever, she's your mother. Your father's your father, even if he's a disbeliever. Yes, if he's harming you, you need to save yourself. But that would be true even if he's a Muslim and he's harming you. So there is that love. For me to just come to you and swipe at you and tell you, listen, he's in hell. That's it. That's a bit of an insensitive way of wording things. In fact, I'd rather be truthful to myself and tell you, let's leave it to the owner of the day of judgment to judge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for us. It's a tough one because we acknowledge what Allah has said in the Quran. We acknowledge the punishment. We acknowledge that heaven and hell exist. We acknowledge that those who've disbelieved and rejected and so on, whether or not they fall in the category, leave it to Allah. Leave it to Allah. Today we have people easily telling guys like me, this guy's a kafir. I've seen the other day someone says this guy's a kafir. And I just laugh it off because you know what? We're beyond the point where we're affected by people's little comments. You know, I'm thinking to someone said, this guy said this about you. I said, firstly, who is the guy? Can you explain to me who he is? What gives him a qualification to rule what's in my own heart? I mean, what gives you a qualification to decide what's in my heart? So if you don't have a qualification to decide what's in my heart, how can any one of us decide what's in the hearts of another person? Who knows? Who knows? Allah alone knows. It's a tough one, my sister. May Allah make it easy for you and grant goodness and ease. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide your folks to the straightest path. And may Allah Almighty make them closer to Allah than you and I. Ameen.